Stay with it. 15 seconds. Now
you're
off the hook.
Yeah. 25 seconds.
Susie the Floozy. That's Susie the Floozy.
35 seconds. Victory is almost yours.
And here we have Philo Drummond and Dr. Hound.
These things are really intense, but they quit making it.
Headphones are... Here they are.
It's a poor workman who blames his tools, well, Philo Drummond.
It's a poor tool. I'm so sad.
How about that?
Okay, now we're
toasting just a touch higher. And the overallness is fine. Yeah, that's good.
So what about Slack?
Too many overalls. It's
good. Philo Drummond said to me all those years ago, what about Slack?
No kidding.
Yeah, what about it?
Did that overdose.
So, yeah, did you bring the Slack? You did get the memo, right?
Yeah.
You were supposed to bring the Slack tonight. Don't tell me you didn't bring it.
So is
we brought Bishop Joey tonight.
Is he going to X Day this year?
Yeah, I think so. He says he is.
Going to be
but we can't hear Bishop Joey.
Oh, you want to hear him?
He's just yabbering away.
I didn't know he was that important. I thought he was just here to give us glory.
That knife switch on the wall, you just throw that and he comes in and throws it up again. So
is this the show?
Is this the puzzling evidence show?
Yes, this is puzzling evidence, but you have to put on your special glasses. I see you don't have your glasses on.
Yeah, you see the difference?
Oh. See? Yeah.
Hey, I'm not wearing my pants.
That's why they're cheering.
Oh.
Okay.
Turn off my other mic.
Yeah. He's got four of them in there.
No, what that is is professional jealousy.
Yeah.
He's doing what he calls his show.
Yeah.
Well, he's disarming the audience.
I like the way he does that. He sort of hijacks the show. He comes in here and hijacks the microphone.
Pretends like he's interested, walks around.
Just because he's got his own church, he thinks he can do anything.
Yeah. But he's able to make the audience rejoice.
Yeah, they are rejoicing. That is true.
He plays the sound effects that disarm them, and then he goes for the killer message.
What if I showed this audience what he really looks like?
No, wait.
Well, you had to do that, didn't
you? Look, the audience just died. They couldn't stand the visage, the hideous countenance.
I can't stand it.
All at once,
it's too much.
It's too much.
I hope the eyeballs
get as they were drinking.
Too much for their... What?
It's a religious ceremony.
He brings all the toys.
So is this the show?
This, I think, is the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Well,
the puzzling evidence show.
Not the beginning, but it's the part that...
If you woke up in the middle of the night to listen to a show... And this isn't the show you thought it was, then I'm sorry about that. You can just roll back over.
If you go into the woods today, you're in for a big surprise.
I'd like to get a call from somebody who just has the show on, but they're not really listening to it.
You mean we need callers now, vacuuming their floor, cleaning their...
Toilet and washing dishes.
Toilet callers on that we've already. I mean, it's,
well, you should have a caller or two tonight. I mean, this we've got a special guest, and then we've got this whole other thing going on in here too. This is pretty.
Are you talking
strange.
About your personal problems? You know, we do discuss lights.
We got these lights.
Oh, that.
Well, that makes it easier
all these
to see.
Devices.
In here.
People walking
Somebody
around with devices.
Somebody tried to pick my pocket the last time.
I smell a device.
They're staring at their devices.
I smell a device, looking through eye holes.
Our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Is this the show?
Somebody thought it would be cool if they did a video of a radio show.
Hold it right there.
That way they could see us saying things that you can only hear on the radio.
Wouldn't it be better if they did the radio of a video show? And then, of course, it would be pure audio, as they say.
Too much.
Is this the reason? This is the soil, the climate.
I realize I left all my other files out in the car.
All your files?
All the files that I want to use on my mind.
Why don't you have...
I don't see your big box of things.
Yeah, is that
big
what's
box
out
of
there?
Things is out there.
Do you want me to take over the show while you go out and do your stuff?
I can't not do shows.
I promise not to hijack it and take it to Cuba like I did that one time.
He's got the Internet of Things out in the car.
But what about you? Do you need somebody to go get your stuff, your mixing tools?
No, I'll go
flew
get
in from Miami Beach.
I think it'll be okay.
You're talking about your records and your
CDs. Is this the show? I mean, is this what they do? They just talk about nothing?
Not yet.
Not them.
No, we got to do the countdown.
Do they do anything?
What does the countdown part start?
Now. 10.
Does that sound all right?
9.
He's down for the count.
8.
Are you getting
7,
that?
6.
5.
4. 3. 2, 1, hold it.
We are at 2 seconds and holding here at Cape Canaveral Gravel while the great silver bird squats on the launching pad like an accusing finger pointing into interstellar space.
We're supposed to talk about Bob Dobbs, by the way.
No, no.
First church of the last lap.
Bishop Joey is here with us.
Yeah, he is.
Tonight on the show.
Yes. He's strapped into the cabin
capsule. He is the bishop, and he's that's the highest position in his church. He's a bishop.
Humble. Tell him I'm humble.
Tell him I'm humble.
Humble.
Pretends to be like scribe number 321.
Extremely humble.
You know, the weird thing is, though,
you look at the
a humble guy like him, he's a pope in the Church of the Subgenius. He actually outranks himself in his own church.
How about that, ladies and gentlemen, for a theological conundrum?
How does that work?
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it all nice.
Okay, Dr. Hal for $20.
You got your contribution in the bucket. People,
it's coming in. It's pouring in hand over fist. So state short question, please. Who is the eighth avatar of Vishnu? Are you sure that is the question?
Is this that religious quiz? Yeah.
I don't know. We could get a jazzier one than that. Maybe we should
filter through subgenius.
Would you like a lifeline? Would you like a lifeline?
Yes, I get three cheat questions, don't I?
Okay.
They don't count.
First cheap question is how old is the first church of the last lap?
Oh, it goes back to the beginning of time.
I'm only 3 years old.
Adam was a boy. That's right. It goes back centuries. The
Daddy,
recorded time.
What happened to Mommy?
She had a little accident, son.
You weren't supposed to tell him.
Well, actually,
heaven, my son, is a beautiful place where there's a smile on everyone's face. Your mommy loved us both, but she had to go. We needed her so, but they needed her most.
Next question, please.
Okay, question. Question number two. If you could be either of Bishop Joey's socks for the St. Stupas Day Parade, right sock or left sock, which sock would you prefer to be?
Well, I should parenthetically begin this by saying that these are socks, actual socks he's talking about for the Pacific Sock Exchange, and not the fruit of his loins, rather fruit of the loom. So one can easily be separated from these elements of hosiery, of footwear, and obviously it depends on whether you are an ambidexter or a sinister, or maybe a unidexter with one pathetic stump to wave defiantly in the breeze. Next question, please.
Question number three. What is puzzling evidence thinking right now?
He's thinking that he stands atop time's mighty monument, and he'll push anyone else off who tries to get up.
So there.
Now I think it's time to get back to
our
regularly scheduled program. In the name of the Father, the name of the Son.
Puzzling evidence has been there for so many years, struggling at the top to maintain his position of power over most of Berkeley. And the first church of the last lap, mainly.
The world's fastest growing snack religion, 150% less on the light religion, one holy day a year, and today is not it.
So you can't really get any meat in that church, right? There's no meat, just snacks.
Meat can be a snack. And furthermore, there are the
expensive snacks.
Stations of stupid.
Yeah.
There are special
stations. I don't think he would really be into the actual production of
the sock exchange is just one of those
cheap snack items.
We have during the weekday when the April 1st falls on a weekday, we parade through the financial district from the Embarcadero Plaza, looping on the sidewalk through the financial district of San Francisco, doing the stations of stupid.
Well, Bishop Joey,
yes.
What is your church's
Most
version
of us
of
wear
slack?
Clothes.
Our version of slack is you've heard of the indulgences that were a big hit back
sure.
there a number of centuries ago for the
right.
Catholics.
Marty Luther loved
them. Yeah, we do pre-dulgences. That means you can pay to do a sin later on.
Oh my, that's complicated.
We already did that. Our church did that long ago with an all-inclusive divine excuse. That's the first thing we gave them.
This is 2.0, though.
That's an early version of
you've got to do too many things.
Personal infallibility.
All you need is an excuse, really. You just need an excuse that excuses you for anything that may have happened or might happen at any time in the future.
Yeah, because I sin forward. So that would really help.
Any planned future indiscretions?
Well, you have to schedule them.
I was wondering, does Bob change?
Bob don't ever change.
Bob doesn't give you any change. No, he's always out of
spare
pocket.
Spare radio change.
What's his face look like?
Yeah, like
one
dots.
Big assembly of dots that shine in the dark.
You know, I have this feeling that there are people in other rooms looking at TVs with me on them.
They might.
Yeah, what's with all these TVs and these people with cameras on a radio show?
They don't show the pit anymore. They just show the
guy. I'm just praying David Byrne shows up to save us.
We were
going to do talk about movies and things because
no, we're forced by contract to talk about Bob.
Oh yeah,
you know Bob
or Saint Stupid.
And, of course, don't forget Sherman's Disease Telethon. No, it was Epizootus that we had the telethon for.
Yeah, it was a light snack guy.
Did you ever stop Epizootus?
No, what we managed to do is make a bundle of money off it.
Yeah, we had the Epizootus poster child there.
We were giving out salve.
Everybody who into the show had to go through Bishop Joey's limousine, so nobody could get away without peeing, except Michael Pepe, who slithered through. And
Never forgiven
Adelaide
him.
Adelaide
never forgiven him for that.
Flew through it without paying, but everybody else had to get money.
She has the gravitas to do it. So does he, being vice president
once,
years ago.
It has its
competence,
as they say.
Gravitas.
Not what you know.
You don't have any gravitas, do you?
No, it's a kind of soup in and of
itself. It's
a
soup that's mixed with chardly or fardly, one of those ingredients.
Now with new wild mountain banana flavor.
And, man, that will lerp up that stuff. You can just melt it down.
Removing scale from boilers and industrial institutions.
Can you play the blues on that thing?
He's just trying to drown out the song.
It's pretty bluesy.
Doing original riff.
He's jealous of all
of
them. Here's the coolest part. They're not listening, the film crew.
No.
But they're not getting anything worth anything.
No.
Just.
You've got to try.
Well, they're listening. They aren't listening out.
This might not even be a real show.
But you see, they can put anything they want in.
Yeah, that's true. We need a caller to validate our.
They just dub it in.
Or Suicide Man. You can be on. You can be on a special situation tonight.
Imagine
there's like
if
people
they took,
here that are filming a documentary or something.
Imagine if they took this show and made a gold record of it and put it on a satellite.
And then
Suicide Man's not on it.
And then took
the satellite going out there and
took a video of the record.
Right.
Hanging on the wall.
Being made in gold.
Yeah, being made into gold.
And then nothing.
And then absolutely
and you're
nothing.
Not remembered, you're not thought of. You're just
but you've got a gold record, and that's the important thing.
But it lasts forever as it travels through the universe. So
we used to wander the halls of Fantasy Records, breaking the records out of the boxes and playing them to see what
if they actually had.
Yeah, they're records. They're just Sly Stone. And
what do? They just spray paint them with gold paint and then put a fancy label on
them in a special sanctified bath of gold where all the rock and rollers in the world have pissed. And so
it's a sanctified bath of authorized gold.
Yeah, authorized.
Faux gold,
and then you put the label on there and you got it.
Yeah. No one knows how long it would last.
So
it could last a long time.
So did you, you're looking
gold.
At Elvis's greatest hits.
It could also melt.
But it's actually Sly Stone's greatest hits.
Yeah. Mostly Sly because they had a lot of, it was all Fantasy's records.
The aliens aren't going to know the difference. I hate to break it to you. To them, Elvis and Sly Stone sound exactly the same.
Yeah. they kind of like them at the same time.
They need us to educate them. We must evangelistically move out into the outer cosmos
receptors
and inculcate our values.
You have a mission?
This is going to be really scary for you, Tyler. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. What are you going to do, take a picture of us taking a picture?
Yep. Take a picture. It'll last longer. Well, now
I've got a new smile.
Photographers or the photographed or taking pictures.
I'm working on a new smile. I was getting tired of my old one. It's just, I'd lost my smile.
You have to pay for the new one?
I'd lost my smile. So I made a new one. No, I got it for free.
A king may smile and be a villain.
What happened to Bob?
He walked down the railroad track and he never came back.
Every second should be Bob. Like a dog's dog,
He never came back.
He was just waving his hands over his head when I last saw him. I give up on this stuff. This is just too much.
We know the real
reason. I got some more important things to do.
We know what really happened to Bob. I didn't know whether we were going to say it, but, the Victoria Theater, 1984, Night of Slack. You know what happened to Bob.
Yeah, he became famous. The worst thing that can happen.
He entered the artifice of eternity. Let us pause.
Is that a nice way of saying it?
Well, the best I could do on short notice. He took a face plant on the stage.
I was amazed because the person who was Bob lay on the stage and through all of the crazies dancing around him.
Nobody stepped on his fingers.
Nobody broke any bone in his body. Rudy stole one of his shoes.
They tried, but they just couldn't get through the force field or something. I think they were really...
Somebody else, who I won't mention, went through his pockets.
And they held up his pipe.
Only David Meyer tried to raise him up, and his guards were concerned. Because he had bodyguards that night with him. We were very concerned, because they just saw a madman shoot another man.
The nurses, were they tending to him?
No, they were back in the audience area backstage.
Backstage.
Because they had
nurses. There were nurses,
They were mainly there to give the audience their Kool-Aid as they filed in.
Is it true that doctors drink vodka because you can't smell it on their breath as well?
Really? You can't do that?
Dentists sometimes get away with it, too. They get plastered before they drill into your trigeminal nerve.
But it's okay, because according to Gary, they can get drunk, but they can still do their job. That was sign painters. I forgot. Sign painters. They get drunk, they stagger down the street, and then they start painting, and they're okay.
I've been a sign painter, and I believe that's utterly untrue. We don't get drunk. It's hard enough when you're sober to do it.
Yeah, it is.
If you get drunk, you have to do it again.
I don't even try anymore.
The faster you get it done, the more money you make.
Okay, I think you're validating
the
show.
Don't draw it out.
Dr. Hal, that sounds like work.
Sorry. Were you becoming exasperated with
sounds like
Dr.
work.
Hal.
He's getting it started to get worried.
And what work? Because you're standing on a stepladder.
Check
that makes
your script there. You're supposed to say something
like
right
nothing
about
else.
Work's not bad as long as you're not having to do it.
Nope. Yeah.
And you don't stay there. Every time you need something, you have to go down.
Going away is not
and
going to solve anything. The problems that are with you that you called about are still with you.
You've got to face your dilemma.
You've got to call.
Be an active listener. Don't just lay there in bed, just lying there half awake and some sort of... You're drooling on your pillow.
Wake up.
Get up. Call the show. We're waiting for you. The whole world is waiting for you. You're not
going
to believe how far this is going to go.
Please, and hurry, please.
I think there's probably somebody in Japan that wants to hear from you. Somebody in I don't know, maybe even Kuala Lumpur.
Somebody on the other side of the international dateline.
We want to hear from you now, so call the show at 510-848-4425.
And when they do...
If you're east of the Rockies, call 510-848-4425. West of the Rockies...
When they call in, you're going to have to deal with them. They're going to be your special audio guests. Yeah, it's true.
Hey, I hear a snapback feedback duplex.
It's true. There is a delay.
Self-interpolating auto feedback.
Einstein was right.
What part of the comic?
Which part? The E or the M or which part was right? All of it?
See, there's some Guy Duel.
There's Guy Duel.
Doing a golf mantra.
He saved the church.
a European.
We should cover that fact. He saved the church in the olden days.
Yeah, he sent us financially.
And he had to leave the country.
We thought it was a lot of money.
But he did have to leave the country because of what he did.
We were about to give up. The church, we were so sad. Really? And then all of a sudden we got about a million-dollar Bolivian bill from...
We get periodic communications from
Guy Duell.
What year was that?
From him.
It's like 1980.
Sir Guy on
remember the sad tapes? 80, no, it's not one, funny, folks.
80, I remember 80, those 80, tapes. Something yeah. like that. We got the big, giant Bolivian money. We thought we were rich. It's 10,000.
Yeah.
And we were like, what's this worth? You know, back then you couldn't just look in the internet and find out how much the exchange rate was. You had to go somewhere or call somebody and ask them what, you know.
Look in the newspaper.
Of course, it looked great. It was big money, really nicely printed, different colors all
really
over.
Really poor country, really great money.
Beautiful money. And then we found it was worth like, you know, $20, which was still probably
Save
more than we had ever gotten.
That ain't
point.
Chicken feed.
No, $20 back then was like probably like a couple $100.
Nowadays, it's only a question at the Ask Dr. Howe show.
Attachments and entailments.
But if you give the $20, you get a long pole.
Certain legal precedents we have to follow.
Dr. Howe lets you know what past exchange rates were.
Only they identified the little girl. I have that info with me.
The little girl
that was found underneath the house that was being
reburied her, and I believe 400 people came.
In fact, they're having another reburial on
was
June 16th.
They dug her up and rebury her again, you mean?
Well, they had so to open popular. Her up, which means now she's going to rot.
It works so well.
And then they reseal her. And somebody's paid for a better plot.
They're going to do it
weekly. She was found in a remarkable state of preservation, like certain saints.
As soon as they open the lid, then the decay starts.
Yeah, they sealed her. The company was known, that was their deal, was the Victorian time was like, we'll conquer nature and color
the
and
Eternity
everything.
Corporation.
They open up the lid and
so they sealed her up, and she died of not eating nothing for a long time.
She starved to death?
No, she wasn't full of stinky food.
Yeah,
the preservation was incredible, but now they've started
this. Was this somewhere in the Barbary Coast area under a house or something they were digging?
Yeah, they were rehabbing the driveway and found part of the old evergreen. Maybe it was evergreen.
The callers want to know the details on this one a little
bit. Every time you do construction, you make up some fossil.
Hello, caller, you're not on the show because we're not actually here. This is a joke.
All the video people really want to know what happened.
What video people?
These people. Taking video of a radio.
How many did you take tonight?
It's like having a camera pointed at a radio.
How many did you take tonight?
That's
amazing.
What I'm doing. I'm pointing my computer.
The concept is beyond what people have thought about. You know?
Enough.
What if you took a radio show and you made a TV show out of it?
That's enough. That's really enough. I'm calling enough on
I
that.
Think
you
think
enough
had enough.
We're not talking about your church enough? Is that
that's
what it is?
That's it.
You need a little more church talk?
Why are we gathered?
We're here to have a faith off.
Faith off.
We're going to faith off between the Church of the Subgenius and the First Church and the Last Laugh.
No, we're the fastest growing.
See, we're the opposite of the other show where he's nice and soft.
Yeah.
He never talks hardly at all.
No. He's so nice.
We can't stop that.
That's right.
So,
well, this is only appropriate.
Storm.
It's only a precaution.
But, you know, both the thing about the two churches, the Subgenies and the FCLL, is that they were both created in 1979.
That's
One in Dallas and one in San Francisco, and we're not sure which is which yet.
Okay,
so what was in the water? What was in the air?
What was in the water?
Maybe those and many other churches contrails were some sort of,
Reverend Brochiers, David
Brochiers.
So you really weren't trying to rip us off with your Johnny Come Lately church.
Two big phony churches rose at the same time.
Yeah.
In different parts of the American spectrum, you might say. So,
great inflatable blimp.
We want to know why in 79, two of these churches, and they're still thriving, my friend.
Thriving.
Thriving.
Ours had a book, yours had a parade.
Right. We have
robbing,
we had our 39th annual St. Stupid's Day parade through North Beach, and we had. Thousands. I think it was thousands. Thousands and thousands.
I'm pretty sure. Probably
yeah.
is.
Oh, at least yeah. Into, maybe close to...
Thousands that
at least a million. Yeah.
Just a million people.
Thousands that didn't make it and a few hundred that did make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but they all... Three giant dog heads.
They all went away.
Came.
They all oh, went on. Away with something other than...
How did that happen?
It did.
They came away with a sock or
no, they went away with something
the vehicle
special.
Onto
something in their heart. You put something in their heart.
When they come away for your event, they got... pipe ashes in their lap.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm really tired of both Subgenius and Sing Stupid. I'm following Jalisandro from now on.
Really?
Yeah. Because okay. he knows the right way.
Yeah?
You go to the parade, fall asleep, wake up, parade's over. I don't want to go. I don't want to have to walk. I just want to go to the park.
Let's not name names.
Fall asleep.
Alessandro Maruzzi. Alessandro Bernal Heights.
Yeah, we don't. That's
don't
not his real name.
No,
don't talk about Alessandro.
Let's call him Alessandro Maruzzi from Bernal Heights.
That's his okay. fake name.
He bicycles from Bernal Heights to Washington.
Oh,
to Washington
he was so
Square.
Tired when
He's
he got
so tired.
There.
He says, I'll wait here at the Washington Park, sleep on the grass, and the parade will show up here in about 20 minutes. And
oh,
the
they
parade
didn't come.
Parades right by him.
We finished him.
And he gets up. He gets up and gets down to Joe DiMaggio as we're breaking down the set.
Oh, that's man. The best parade.
Oh, that's good timing. Perfect
that's
timing.
True, true slack.
True.
Perfect timing.
That's why I ask you if your church had slack, too, because,
we, well, we
because
have,
the yeah. Reverend Stang in ancient video and audio I was just editing was talking about one of the other basic tenets, and I'm not sure if you have it in your religion.
What's that?
That basically any religion wants to see all the other religions boiling in oil at the end
we
of
want
things.
Them to fry
yeah,
in their own juices.
Hurt a lot.
Yeah. We like to spend a lot of time in,
and I've never really
in
heard
panel
that in
discussions
your...
talking no, about no. how we're going to cook them.
We don't. Yeah. We have, the answers yeah, that exactly. the First Church of the Last Laugh provides to you, the spiritual consumer, are, but go ahead, ask me the big answer. What's the big question?
I
the
wish
big question.
The big answer
go ahead.
I don't want the question.
I got
I
the
want
big
the answer
for the big question, which is, oh, what happens after you die? That's what it's
let's,
all about.
Let's
what
do it differently. Let's die? Give you no. the answer and you give us the question.
Okay, ready? Go ahead. Give me the answer.
I'm going to wait over here.
Give me the answer now. Go ahead. Give it. I okay. dare you to give me an answer. I'm ready with the question.
Hey, Hal's got the answer.
What
suffering?
Happens after you die?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, what happens after you die?
Well, first you feel a tingling sensation
this take a while.
All over okay. your whole body.
Should we now, order pizza?
Yeah, I think. I got a sleeping bag here.
All right.
I'll go get donuts.
Now, you know this from experience, obviously.
Interviewed
many previously dead people.
Yeah, they came back for the interview.
Formerly living.
Not unlike us.
And they all seem to have a consensus that...
No. Nobody knows. That's it. We're the only church, First Church of the Last Laugh, World's Fast Growing Stack Religion, 150% Less Talk, Less Light Religion, One Holy Day. Year and today, ain't it? We're the only one that tells you the truth. We don't know. We don't know what the hell happens.
But you know,
no,
we.
But we know it alls do know.
You, yeah, well, you,
but you paid to know. You paid to know what you really saw.
Yeah, and you charge. I give it away for free. I just stand there on the street corner,
a small emoji,
giving it away. I give
a premium
gift, and I give.
It's easy to give things that don't aren't worth anything away.
An essential portion of knowledge.
I'm just giving. I keep giving. I'm yelling.
Yeah,
the day of
the
freebies and freeloadings.
I gave him a buck. He took off.
Hey, did you ever find out about that other show, whether or not they actually play our promo during their show? Because we're going to have to play a promo in a minute, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to do the robo promo.
So nobody's going to bring up the Subgenius University?
When our legal problems are solved, we'll be willing to discuss.
Chicken and scared.
I bet, like, they're all with the phone ahead and they fell asleep.
There's that one guy, he's got his finger over the phone, he's just shaking, he's like, should I call? I'm so scared.
You know, live a little.
Come on.
And don't
get
do
some. Get some sand.
Talk to a totally naked bishop.
We have so many people already. Do
we spilled coffee on our pants, and doesn't matter because we don't have our pants on. But you wouldn't know because it's radio.
It's a privilege to wear pants. You have to earn it.
Yes, and we're working our way up to that. At some point, we'll change our shorts. In the long pants.
I believe there was some movie, I couldn't believe how nauseous I felt when I saw it, where Victor Mature played Cochise.
Oh, yeah.
And his
yeah,
son has to crawl naked through the desert, and then he's given eagle spurs by Victor Mature, and he says, here are your spurs. You've earned them. You know, how Native American can you be?
That's how Indians talk.
Yeah, exactly.
You've earned them. Here's your silver spurs.
No, they're not silver.
Wait, I got to take care of some business here.
Wow.
This is the best thing on this program. Now, late night.
Finish
in your brain. 94.1 KPFA, 89.3 KPFB in Berkeley, 88.1 KFCF in Fresno, out there in fog shrouded valleys.
Yeah, this.
And my favorite,
fungus shrouded.
KPFA.org, around the world, in your brain, in every military and State Department computer.
Don't forget the one that's got the bad number on it.
It's too many numbers.
They asked me to stop mentioning the fungus, so I don't mention that at all.
Yeah, the fungus.
Wow.
I mentioned.
What about K24BR and
you know where? Gary Gabrofamville.
That's right. I thought he was coming tonight.
It's all confusing.
I thought
I saw him here today.
It's crazy.
It's not a real radio show.
It's got numbers in the middle of it.
More than an hour, less than a show. That was the old slogan.
He fell asleep with his legs up in the air like a chicken on a plate.
On a surfboard.
So
and he floated all the way to Japan.
Well,
I can't believe
a,
here
a
we have got
effort.
This fabulous, fabulous
and
video.
So we say, good
here.
Effort, Gary.
Taking
good
pictures
effort.
Of us and not a single caller.
Why are you so
it's
anxious?
So embarrassing.
Stuff
it's
callers
so embarrassing. You callers are really embarrassing us tonight.
They
you're sitting
like
there
to take
in your
over.
House just
make
laughing at the show and you won't call in to validate the show. Come on. Give
I'm
us a call.
Parked become right a, outside.
Don't just be a listener.
You
be
can
a caller.
Validate me. And
you could actually be on the show.
You could ask me the questions, which only I could answer.
So, he's our resident know-it-all.
Let me get this straight. You're asking them to pretend they're going to call a live show with real people in the middle of the night?
And ask a guy who's supposed to know everything.
About nothing.
Everything.
In the middle of the night, it seems.
In the middle
plausible.
Of the night.
Yeah, sorry.
And all not they want to do that. Is just chop up the next steer.
We have determined
yeah,
that this
have
is
dinner
the
for the
special
tribe ready.
Hour.
Have dinner for the tribe
by
8, even though there was
most
no clock.
In line with our message are at the peak of their activity cycle right now, right at this time.
This is the coolest, though. I get paid for.
I'm really surprised Suicide Man or Michael Pepe didn't call.
Video crew
oh, that'll be the end
on.
Of it. That'll be the that'll bring Coles to Newcastle.
Michael Pepe ought to be interviewed, don't you think?
Yeah. Except
well,
he's not really a sub-genius.
No, he's not. He's
a contract a player.
He's
I thought
a contract
he was like
player.
A mascot.
He did that amazing rant, which
he did that summer
the film crew
that summer about. Series at the Roundhouse over
yeah.
there.
You
with,
may say he's not a sub-genius, but he was in the original Night of Slack.
He sure was. He did the best rant ever. Still
a lot of
in my
think
life,
it right? Is the best one.
That's the best one I've ever
never
seen.
Never
but that's what, he's like. He's like the Sergeant Janer theory because he's so sub-genius, he can't be in the group.
Yeah,
he has
like,
to wander alone.
Kind of like Gary. A little bit like
the big
Gary.
Callers on that one.
We do have
so
a call.
So there's a big caller over there.
Look, there's a big
how
caller
big?
Over there.
Come
I
on
mean,
in, caller.
Super big.
We won't.
How about those Giants, huh?
What up, Darwin?
All
regular
that fee, fi, fo, fum. That gets
what
old.
Happened to customer service?
What about my son?
She hasn't
little
called for a long
caller.
Time.
What about my son? The show's son hadn't called
Giants
either.
Giants suck. Dwarves rule.
All right.
Hey,
calm
I heard
down.
A caller for
calm
a second
down.
There. He tried to jump
he's
in.
He's talking about beer.
Yes,
a caller tried to make his way in.
The correct plural is dwarfs, not dwarves.
We have a caller. I'm a caller.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's a caller. Hey, that's a caller. He said he's a caller.
Happy?
Caller.
Satisfied?
How do we know you're a caller?
You brought
you
it on
validate,
yourself.
You have to validate, like a password?
Yeah. On your own head, be it.
How do we know for sure?
I love your show. I always listen to it. That's how you know I'm a caller.
Okay, excellent. He loves the show. He always listens to it.
I'm writing this down.
No.
And he's a caller. That's exactly what I was asking
I
for.
Knew
that's
all
kind
that
of miraculous.
Much.
Turn that collar
proof.
To the cold and damp.
Proof of miracles.
Do you know what we're talking about on the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhat. I mean, you guys go over so many different subjects. It just fascinates me. I just love public evidence, man. I love it.
He loves it.
Well,
he
that's
loves
good.
Evidence. Well, we love you for loving it.
That's right. We love you right back.
No
big,
kidding.
Big kisses. Right.
Let me tell you my favorite episode on public evidence.
Okay.
It's not called public evidence.
But you call it whatever you want.
We had a focus group. They like a puzzling evidence.
I like public evidence.
Oh, that's public true. Evidence. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. You call it whatever
no problem
you like public
all.
Evidence. We do
the
too.
Fact that you're up and listening to the show is thrilling to us.
Yes.
It's as if we had cameras shooting us with special lights and microphones.
Yeah, cameras and lights.
It's as if that were happening.
But what was the show that you liked so much? What was your favorite?
Oh, it was great. You were the central figure, and you guys were talking about great potato chips and the potato chips in a can that were made in I think
in St. Louis, right?
Charles Chips.
Charles Chips.
Yeah, there you go.
They start out in Pennsylvania.
Makes me want 20 cans right now.
Some lady was making them, and she sold it off.
Used to bring them down on board the submarine in Pearl Harbor.
Charles.
Big cans of Charles Chips, and they'd deliver like a couple of dozen cans. And I was topside watching Pearl Harbor on the Tyroo, and so I got to keep a can topside. We kept the can topside.
The caller was actually listening to the show.
At one time in the East
I'm totally validated now.
I think it was the South Indonesian Sea. Or was it the Sunda Strait?
So what are you doing up at this hour,
got
sir?
Got caught up on a reef and the chips got soggy.
Frederick Reef, I can't.
What makes you stay up so
the
late?
The horror that happened for 3 days. I got a sunburn.
Or do you just wake up in the middle of the night to hear the show?
And soggy chips.
Well, to be honest with you, sometimes I do. I anticipate it's going to come around like 3:34 in the morning, and I just like to hear the mishmash and the variety of subjects you guys start going over.
Do you have a history of this in your
this
family?
This is great. You should call regularly. We'll give you a special name
and a special discount
and a really cool little sticker.
Yeah, sticker. Listen, that's Bishop Joey clapping back there.
For just another easy premium, you can receive our swag pack.
And you mean that your statement means that we are one person more popular than Bishop Joey?
Wait. I want to recount.
That's not the point.
Call Jill Stein.
The sun was in my
Call Jill Stein. She's still got some
sun
cash.
Was in my eyes. Not my fault.
Offering us cash now.
No, really, I was missing.
I wish
four.
You could see this.
If there were a video crew right now, I'm just so happy.
It's amazing
that they wouldn't hear any of this.
They wouldn't hear any of this. So, you know, if there was really a video crew here, we could probably get one of them on a microphone and make them talk into the microphone.
But they would be so humiliated and embarrassed to be on a show like this.
They're probably too shy. I would think.
Well, why don't you get up and operate the camera if they're going to do that?
Okay, I'll work the camera and. No, that camera's too heavy.
Well, now you see you're finding excuses.
One guy's got one arm that's really huge.
Put your money where your mouth is.
I bet Bob could do it.
Bob
the other arm's
do it
just
by
regular,
accident,
but his one arm is like massive.
Hey, you know what would be fun?
What?
Yeah. What?
What?
If I could come to KPFA on Martin Luther King and engage with you guys and just start talking about all the subjects and us having just a great conversation on whatever.
I'm sorry, I'm already engaged.
Well, we're having a pretty good conversation now, but yeah, that could be that's something that could happen at some point.
We've had that. I'd love to do that.
That's happened in the past, you know.
We've got
guests here tonight. There's like probably 15 people around here right now. Wouldn't think that we're that
and
popular. But
of course, in the ante room, we have
around just
Uncle
to watch us talk
Bishop Joey,
on the radio.
Our honored guest of the evening.
That's right, First Churchill, Last Lady.
But you know, when we do the show, we only surround ourselves with working people.
Yeah.
If you show up on the show, you have to run camera or do sound.
Makes us feel better for not working.
Yeah, write the commercials.
Already with
we're
me.
Around people that work.
Yeah,
gender is the night.
Makes us feel better. We sort of balance things out that way.
Well, I'm head up there anyway because I'm going to have some phones for the fundraisers between today and Monday.
Fundraising, eh?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's very cool.
That's excellent. Yeah. So you're a volunteer, regular volunteer, huh? That's good.
Helping KPFA is paramount.
So how often do you get a call from someone in the, you know, to say, hey, I want to give money to KPFA just because that Puzzling Evidence show is so awesome?
Yeah.
Because we always encourage people to call during the daytime and tell them that, you know, I'm calling because of the Puzzling Evidence show.
Call in the daytime
we
and demand.
We encourage them.
We encourage them.
We encourage.
We don't like to actually take their money during the night because we don't have the special equipment.
We love taking anybody's money during the night on KPFA.org. You can pledge separately.
Yeah, you can go to
I mean,
the website.
Securely, not separately. You can pledge separately
can
or we'll hang together.
Through
that's
a secure,
sure.
We'll either hang individually or
we'll hang in there together.
Pledge your break now.
But if you
you can go to KPFA.org. Yeah, please do give money.
Go to the
and help
internet.
The show and put in the little name of the show, Public Evidence.
Yeah, Public Evidence.
Public Evidence. I like that. That's great. Excuse me, street cred.
It's got two B's.
Two B's.
It's going to have to, it's going to cost a bit of
penny
to change all the cards there.
It's bubbling.
Bubbling Evidence?
Yeah.
I think it's bubbling. Puddling Evidence.
Puddling
yeah.
Evidence.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the name of the show is.
It's Puddling
questionable
Evidence.
Questionable Judgment. Oh, yeah, I think it's influence. Questionable Judgment.
Questionable Judgment. That's for sure. That's the description. That's the abstract of the show.
Right.
Like, why do you want to shoot it? Well,
I like the thing about segueing the glossolaliac.
You can't ride that Segway in here. Take it outside.
What was this that thing you wrote?
Is the bubbling incoherence.
You got to tell me what the event was.
It's the description for the show on KPFA.
Oh, yeah. I'd have to look at it again. That was a long time ago. Yeah. It just helps. It helps.
It's a good one.
And on Radio Valencia, I say, you know, it's not recommended to listen to this. If you have to think about it, just don't do it.
Did you read the descriptor I put up for the spider show that we did?
Not yet. On which platform?
On the puzzle of the podcast page.
Oh, no, I have not. That's
hey,
scary. That was
Suicide
the best.
Man.
That was really.
You asked for a call. I was not listening, but then I just happened to hear a thing, people not really listening and having the show on, and I fell into that category.
So Suicide Man, I'm digitizing tapes from 80, 81 to 83 right now, and there's Suicide Man calling all the different shows.
I am the longest surviving caller.
Yeah, so. You are. You should get an award for that.
Right, Bob.
They asked for a caller.
Are you ever going to come up and be on the show sometime?
Sure, yeah.
You should show up. I mean, we wouldn't know what to do if you were actually at the show. We'd probably all...
Yeah, for a little and make it... I would channel...
We'd put you in another room, but we'd make you call on the phone to be on the mix.
Yeah.
Well, there he goes. He's down at the bottom of the
You'd have your own spotlight.
No, we'd give it you under a spotlight with a couple of put you in the interrogation room under the spotlight.
Hey, I'm learning more about
big microphone.
Big microphone, bigger than ours.
Yeah, bigger than ours.
Yeah,
give you
the
guest mic.
Better.
Yeah.
Yes, I know that is the philosophy of the government of North Korea, the People's Democratic Republic of Korea, originally formulated by Kim Il Sung. And the first pillar of Kim Il-sungism. It is symbolized by the tower of the Juche ideal. Am I right, sir?
Yes.
You are correct, sir.
Now,
well, what about the second empire? The
I have
second
to
Korean
tell
empire?
Tell you about the 49 steps. Or are there 39?
I like the 12th step. That's, you
yes,
know, even...
Even path to alcoholism.
Oh, okay.
Easily divided. No prime numbers in there.
It's quite easy. It's binary. A child could do it.
I could even do it.
Get away, son. You bother me.
But I know.
Well, I suppose we have a little
Don't
bit
hit
more
me,
time.
Dad.
That'll be enough out of you, young man.
Somebody talking about Kleegers.
Yeah.
Kleegers I'll Kleeger you, young man.
Oh, in fact, he's still the nominal
do what they say and, you know, clean up after him a little bit.
What about Slag?
What about it?
What are we supposed to do now?
Well, you know, the show is like pure Slag.
You saw the contract. You didn't read the...
It is pure Slag.
You read the fine print.
Title.
We have to provide Slag.
That it's pure Slag?
Forfeit.
Pure Slag for some
people. I hope you're ready. I can't do it myself. I thought you were going to.
So we're going to jam on this show or get anybody else
on the
preserves, marmalade, all sorts of stuff.
What about those? What about some of these other people like?
Bishop Joey does nothing but jam.
Put them on the.
I got
Rebecca.
Jam in my pants.
Put them on a microphone.
That'll be enough of that, young man.
Yeah, they're related to the ham
Make
pants.
Make them say
Remember
something.
The ham pants?
Yeah, the ham pants were real popular.
We do jam pants in our church.
There'd be a big long line of people.
Bacon pants.
A lot sweeter.
Were those like the Kipper kids?
A lot sweeter. Oh,
I was hoping to keep that away from them.
Well,
the kids.
Oh.
The kids, God bless them.
So
we don't want them to listen to this show and take a wrong turn on the freeway.
No, they might end up under glass.
It's true, like Snow White, and only seven wrinkled little guys could wake them up eventually. Well, are you changing that filter now? We're going to go to a series of public service announcements about why you should eat Philboid Studge and other inedible vegetarian materials.
Dr. Howe, you have impressed the hell out of me.
Well, I do pants, too, and two suits for the price of one. But thank you, my boy. I appreciate your remarks most ever.
Not one person in 10,000 could have answered that question.
Oh, you mean about the Tower of the Juche ideal?
About Juche, yes. About
well, see, I've been paying attention. I've been reading between the lines.
Dr. Howe is that one person.
We're
puzzling evidence, and I actually knew it, but we didn't want to stand Dr. Howe, you know,
well,
show him up.
Yeah.
Well, we can't all talk at once. So.
It's spelled like church, but the first part of the word twice.
It's J-U-C-H-E.
Yeah, see?
And they still believe in it over there.
So what about that first empire? Remember that one? The first
was it in a box?
You mean
what was
the
it?
Empire
yeah, did it come in a little
atom?
Box? It comes like a little orange with its own special wrapper and a little bow around the whole thing.
Orange, you glad you asked.
And you can leave that country.
Every home has to have a picture of Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il on their walls. And it has to be above the eye level of the inhabitants. And
yeah, where's yours? You don't seem to have one of those
sort of
pictures.
Like, yeah, the
let
whole,
me make a phone call here.
The whole country is run
right
like a military
there.
School.
He's
well,
right
it looks
over
like
there,
the video
officer.
Crew's leaving, so.
Oh, well, all right.
They're tired. They've been up all day and all night.
Music
it's kind of difficult to make this sedentary
thing. You guys are
going to
stay for the donuts, though, right?
The subject of a motion picture.
You're not going to go for the donuts?
The donuts that arrive by saucer. By the pleasure saucers. They don't land for
a ritual we do after every show.
Or a little paper bag.
Go to Dream Fluff Donuts.
And imagine a reunion of some subgenius old guys.
Should we plug the place? It's Dream Fluff Donuts, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it is a nice place.
Dream Fluff.
And at that hour, you can meet with law enforcement sometimes. And certainly some of the folks going to work. Ordering, that's my favorite. They order those big boxes full of stuff to take to their fellow
big
workers.
Pink boxes
they show
death.
Up at work. You're really a friend to everybody when you show up at
sugar
work.
Sugar and dough and vitamin grease
donuts.
And vitamin salt and vitamin, yeah.
Don't forget
sugar,
the custard
the three
oozing
primary
out of the
food groups.
At 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Croissants as big as a pillow.
Everybody's on coffee talking about what they're going to do with their lives.
I like the cherry turnovers, which look as if they've erupted the red internal goo.
I've never had the heart to tell hell. That's where they shoot them in their little cherry innards.
And they'll put
all right, hey, glad you called in, Suicide Man.
Yes.
You've been properly documented now.
Don't give up.
Okay, Suicide Man is two people more popular than Bishop Joey.
Wait a minute.
That proves that our church is like the winning church
tonight.
We're
really going ahead here.
If we could
pull so far ahead, you may as well just
back the videotape up and we can do a count. I don't know about the source of your
information. I'm pretty sure what's going on here.
You can trust the videotape. You can trust technology. You can trust
I think in this faith off, we're way ahead.
Trust me.
Yeah, me too. It's two people that called and said, our show is really, our church is really good.
No.
I think we should call it faith to faith.
Zero has called up to say
it's hard to say faith to faith.
They voted with their feet on April 1st for the 39th annual parade, and they are a million and a half. Yes, I know he was disputing the number of the people who showed up for that event and claiming that it was all computer generated. Pure jealousy and spite. Everyone knows that this is one of the largest events in recent history.
Well, that's right, and if you have a question, why just go ahead and talk to the algorithm.
Yep. It'll answer before it rips your arm off and dives down.
Algorithms are us.
That's the future. Actually, that should be your next business.
Yeah, I'm going to start
algorithms
that.
Algorithms are us. Just go buy a file.
Just go in there. People
today.
Just advertise algorithms. People can come by and get whatever they need.
Man, I need to figure out how the listeners are thinking exactly 4:31 in the morning, what metrics I can use. And so I go to Philo Drummond's.
Algorithms are us.
Is that like
you don't have to wait in line? You don't have.
We just have generic algorithms for all occasions. You know, you can walk in there if it's Mother's Day or Father's Day or whatever the special occasion is.
Or Saint Swithin's name.
Are they chickening out?
Yeah.
Chicken?
I knew they couldn't take it.
You know, the trick of picking chicken is picking what chicken to pick.
It's like an audience elimination contest.
Did we win again?
We won.
Wow, this is so cool.
This is like the verbal equivalent of anti-music.
yeah.
that drives the audience.
See,
out
you
of
see
the
what
theater.
Bishop Joey's doing? He's
okay,
trying to
be back.
Okay, you be all serious now.
He's swelling, playing swelling music, inflating like the great toad of the marshes with pride, the pride that goeth before a fall. Yes, it's true. We are not immune to human vices in our sacred sacerdotal mission. Rather, do we embody them, willing to sacrifice unto ourselves, simply so you, the unwashed rabble, can have a square deal and a square meal. So how about that, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea? Why don't you put up or shut up and leave the radio to us? This has been a hard-hitting, below-the-belt editorial
job.
From
really? Yeah.
The Church.
It's the hardest job I've ever had.
The show job?
Put
show,
a cushion.
Being on
yeah.
the show.
Yeah,
being,
all right.
Being creative.
Well, working for you has always been really tough. You're such a demanding boss.
Throw
know.
A towel over it. Okay, we have another item on the agenda. I was kind of hesitant.
I think if we ever get the, you know, if we can, if you would... Be
and
serious
you know, whatever
about
I took
our,
earlier is really working now. It's as if the lights in my life are changing.
What
are you
going to
do our appraisals,
anyway?
Man?
What
are you going to do our appraisals? We hadn't had an appraisal like in 15 years.
Man, or evaluations.
No
what
evaluations.
Are we,
gonna
do?
We don't
no,
know if we're any good or not.
Praise or
yeah,
condemn,
I have no idea.
It
gotta
all
know
evens out.
How are we
going to
know? What's the rating system here? You know, what are the?
You know, I mean, I'm getting to the point where I'm thinking, what's it all for?
Well, if you're on all fours, I can understand why you would think that.
Hal, you need to...
Alfie?
Remove your false speaking device.
You bet. I'm about to pull it off right now.
Or don't. And you won't get your
microphone.
Questions
I'm sorry,
answered
you just,
by a...
You just feel free with no headphones on.
Forple
the
thread.
The
microphone
right. was Forple the
thread.
Same as
but
this
But it takes
microphone.
Three subgenies.
You know, so you might, you might almost be asleep by the time
it
we
takes
are
them.
Eating donuts.
It takes
you look
three.
Sleepy. Did it you stay up?
Three.
There's nothing like getting up at 2 in the morning to go to a radio station.
It takes three.
Who would do that?
I took that.
It takes three.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We sleep like humans.
It takes
three.
It's funny because the Wednesday night show, it just nails me. I stay there from this morning from midnight to whenever I want. Usually sometimes till 4 or 5, and it becomes really nuts.
It's
we're talking
on,
about a show. This
Ashby?
Is a real show.
Is the donut place on Ashby?
Yeah. College in Ashby.
College in, it's just on Ashby before
Dream
you get to college.
Donuts. The only thing open there, yeah.
What,
I used to go in there as a little kid. It was a Minnesota Capital Rail, a great store. If you want sugar and grease, it's leave. There.
That's the right where we go.
It's where we go after show, but that's
yeah,
40
once you
minutes.
You get all loaded up.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, there actually was a real video and film and TV crew here tonight.
He's crazy.
Taping
crazy.
The show.
He's crazy, man.
Why?
His
well,
ego is so huge that he wants this.
They like
this
the idea of, you know,
media
video
attention.
On the radio.
It's nuts. Who would shoot a radio show? You can't even see them. They're in a box coming out of the
they
front of your
They shoot radio
car.
Shows, don't they?
Well, they're going to prove to the world that we really do exist. This is a tape. It's not just a pre-recorded
It's somebody's home
thing.
Movie.
It's just computer animation done by
yeah,
the
exactly.
conspiracy.
It's all CGI.
A clever fake.
A clever fake.
There's nothing
fake.
Real about... Oh, Nicole, fake. She's back.
Oh, go ahead. Yes, we were talking about price of pomegranates.
So we should, maybe we should jam for a while.
Okay, ready? Okay, two, three,
I need the sleeve.
Two, three, four.
I was jamming with Wobbly earlier.
There's still
you
at the end of his show, just by accident, we were all jamming for a moment.
Really?
It was
you
fun.
Went in there and jammed with Wobbly?
Yeah, because he had a guest. Everybody had guests in their minds tonight. And then suddenly it was all business, you know. Focus and wireless.
That rack focus.
How many channels do you have?
Right.
And but then you know what? Channel. I hear that many of the old timers are getting together to kind of doc stock of the mind.
It's happening. It's an event that is coming swiftly, like the rays of the sun.
How?
Like the rays of
how?
The sun.
Where?
Where in the southern lands? Far below us on the meridian.
When?
In orange groves of the mind.
Oh, I just saw a show. I should give you. Remind me to.
In Southern California. By Walt Disney's amusement park. Yes, the Southland will never be the same after invaded by hundreds of gibbering
Yankees. Stang was building an amusement park.
Stangland?
In L.A., Stangland, yeah.
That's supposed to be something you keep under your hat, but I guess we've screwed the pooch.
Popular show. Look, they're leaving their lights. They forgot them. Cool.
Okay, cool.
That's right.
We could do $50 for those.
You know, we could be replaced with a parking lot. Oh, well, I guess this is
I don't
still
know
on.
What they do here by... No, but you know what I love is the box. LED world now that lights everything.
LED?
LEDs. Those are sheets of LEDs.
Are they going to come and get those now?
That's what I'm saying.
I may have to vacate myself from the premises.
Yes, you may have to, because at some point...
Major alterations are gone.
The super professional lighting system must come down. It's not funny.
We leave no trace as we get from another competing event. And we're doing that now. Yes, we're stretching our mental muscles. You can come along with us if you wish while we perform 6 simple-minded exercises for the hard of living. The first, the amygdala stretch. Get ready. Now. That was
terrible.
Who's going to fight the next war? Well, let's try the next one.
These kids just don't have it. They don't have what it takes these days.
They're coddled and mollied. But listen, they're saying USA, USA.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe it's not lost
they
after
love
all.
Us. They
Maybe
really
it's
love
not
us.
Lost. Maybe it's not. Maybe there is.
It's not lost?
Hope. It's not lost.
I mean, the file is still here in front of me somewhere,
you
but I just can't see it.
It's underneath. You should let me check it. You know, my name's Philo. I do well with files.
Oh, yeah. Your algorithms are us.
No, that's algorithms.
Look, Philo comes to your house, figures out which algorithms you need, and then sells them to you.
No, look at your files. I spend a lot of time looking at your files.
Frankly, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Looks like Dr. Hal tried it maybe one too many times.
I don't have algo. I'd be helpless without it.
You know what I'm really glad about is nothing on the radio is like this.
Love Church.
Except
they don't let it be on. This is the only one they let be on the radio.
Whatever you heard, what is.
And it's only because it's 3 o'clock in the morning, or 4 or 5 or something.
It is 3 o'clock in the morning, just east of Hawaii. The dolphins know it, but not us.
Over there where the time zone changes and there's no people.
Yeah.
The dolphins.
That's kind of sad.
How can a time zone change?
Nobody's there to know it.
No clocks around. The weasels.
I don't know if that works. How do you prove
that? The wombats.
Yeah.
How do we know it really changed?
11 time zones.
We must confront us.
11 time zones. Where was I listening to that? Oh, I think Rob was. Somebody was playing a lot of Over the Edge.
Now we've got a caller with an inflated sense of his own worth. Sir, stop playing the peacock. Pride goeth before a fall. Repent. The grave yawns more widely for thee than for other men.
From where? You are willing to admit that you are nothing.
You know, we don't tell people a whole lot of nonsense to get them all riled up.
Well, you just get them all upset.
That's right. We want them to be
calm and
peaceful and receptive special message.
If they're lying in their bed, Dr. Hal, right now, and they're just all pieced out.
In a moment, the result of that trial.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired today as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. and you end up talking about individual offices, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA. Avacha.
They came running from the Klan, holding on to everything they had. While others were just looking for something to hold on to. The blues came west looking for freedom land. L.A., Sacramento, and San Francisco had that big city thing. Folks rocked in Russell City. Vallejo had a scene. Richmond had a kind of smooth Chi-Town sounded thing. But if you wanted a gut-wrenching, soul-taking, down-home blues, you know, the kind of blues that your mama warned you about and the church warned you about, the kind of blues that made your hair stand on end, snatched you out of chairs, made you shout after a fool, jump up and dance, that good old makes you want to holler kind of blues, you have to come to Oakland. Oakland, the blues mecca of the West Coast. Steve was as wild and sophisticated as you were.
Storytelling for social change on KPFA.
Let go completely.
You better pray to the Lord when you see those flying saucers. It may be the coming of the judgment day. It's a sign, there's no doubt of the trouble that's about. So I say, my friend, you'd better start to pray. They're a terrifying sight, they fly on day and night. It's a warning that we'd better mend our ways. You better pray to the Lord when you see those flying saucers. It may be the coming of the judgment day.
Should be while following its instructions.
Enjoy the show.
Oh,
is here to provide you all the information you need to conduct your life in a civil, fantastic way.
So get with it. Get with the program now.
In Northern California.
Get in step with all the Buzzing Heavens program in Northern California.
In Southern California, all the Buzzing Heavens show.
Your record player.
Record into a quiet room where you can be alone for at least an hour.
Then turn on the recording and
begin to follow its instructions immediately.
But it was too late.
Harvey Bodine died at 11:09. Left behind a miserable wife. But at 11:14, his heart came back on the screen. Thanks to that defib machine, he came back to life. Unlike he'd ever known. And as he came back to the living, he thought, please God, don't make me go back to life. They told him what happened, how that green line had flattened. Oh, Harvey just started laughing. Telling me I died.
You're telling me I died.
Oh, and he thought about that woman, how she treated him for years. All the yelling and the screaming, and the nagging and the tears. And the way it wasn't really all that bad when he lost his life. Probably judge me, and so be it.
But you know, boys, here's how I see. Harvey Bodine died at 11:09, and he left behind a miserable wife.
She was such a
into that object?
No. We shall also operate our metal shutters at will from inside our space sphere.
Huh. Get them on! Everybody! Everybody! Everybody!
You need the method from beginning to end to experience it from beginning to end.
Everybody!
And he provides that no one should be able to buy or to sell except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name.
And now, relax and enjoy the show.
If it's to have any meaning to you, you can't learn this method intellectually. It's a process of emotional learning.
You must try the full recording before you can understand.
Like everything else in life, the results will be in exact proportion to the sincerity and diligence with which you approach your task. May I state emphatically that this recording will
not cure you of anything.
Likewise promises only that it will help normal people make fuller use of their personality.
Conscience,
sensation, the kind one achieves in self-hypnosis, brings us closer to our real self.
But the superficial anxieties and worries of daily living out of the way. The record is not intended for amusement or entertainment.
people make fuller use of their personalities.
Deep relaxation, the time one achieves.
Self-hypnosis brings us closer to our real self. All anxieties and worries of daily living out of the way. This record is not intended for amusement or entertainment. Superficial anxieties and worries of daily living out of the way. The record is not intended for amusement or entertainment.
What here?
Second, you can become my partner.
It was recorded with the cooperation
of individuals who knew
nothing at all about self-hypnosis.
Yes, Kemp. I must have a partner.
A helper. Alone, I can rob, even kill. Kemp, with a helper. A visible helper.
I can do so much. Now, alone, I can rob a little, kill a little, but with a helper, and then more helpers, I can establish a reign of terror.
Reign of terror.
And we're experiencing the method for the first time.
No.
Nothing to see at all.
I can close my eyes. It doesn't change a thing.
More slowly than others.
However, if you try it faithfully for a while and still...
Can you visualize me? No, you can't.
You have 1 minute to reach the wall.
Great.
Buying and ordering do not increase your chance of winning. And now...
Now you're talking.
Yeah. Maybe you can even hold up a sign that says KPFA, you know, once in a while, or a puzzling evidence show.
We probably hold up a puzzling evidence show sign.
Yeah, you can do that, yeah. Yeah.
We would hold it up as if, you know, like we'd do puzzling evidence 316.
Welcome to the Terror Dome on Radio Inferno. Now in the eighth circle of hell, we're coming to our countdown to hell. Our eternal hit parade of sin and punishment. It's divided into 10 concentric trenches containing those who committed malicious frauds upon mankind.
Everything you need to know. Ready, take your
this
record
Radio
player
Inferno.
And the record into
the
a quiet room
where you can be alone for at least an hour. Then turn on the recording and begin to follow its instructions immediately. If you're the type of person who wants to listen before you
try it, then don't attempt to follow the instructions at all on your first hearing.
At number two, we come to the flatterers and whores, plunged in the slop and dirt which they excreted upon the world.
18. Gesang, Dirnen und Schmeichler. Wir hörten sie eingetaucht in drei von Menschen.
Oh, let the man do his show.
Qui di gente artufata, in esterco, che dai gli umani privati parea mosso.
Well, at number three, the Simoniacs, who reversed the proper order of things by making money out of holy things.
I'm trying just to piece of the recording.
Expect to obtain results.
Fußsohlen züngelnde Flammen.
Beat the bushes and picked in the wreck.
You want me to just sit there when it's so obvious?
Here, whoever you are.
Are you hurt badly?
Cut up some.
Your soldiers.
I'm not bleeding badly. I must have been knocked out by the force. No, not bad. Fine. In fact, young man, you can congratulate me.
Congratulate you?
Either you should become a student from the first experience with the record,
when you still don't even know the method, or study the method in full before you try it.
I am going to tell you the entire story.
From beginning to end.
You know my name is Griffin. How did the police...
Well, you have left a trail in other towns, according to the sheriff. Even though you are invisible, the police know many things you've done since you did become invisible.
The police are clever.
Performance, which I offer with my sincere love.
buy me tickets?
Logical close when the scheduled time is drawing short.
Just in the case of a personal interview program, the secret of a successful panel discussion lies in preparation.
Practically, that this recording will not cure you of anything.
It's normal.
In the written lesson, we discuss at length the sort of topics which make good subjects for panel discussions and all the other details which go into thorough preparation.
Or a psychoanalyst or a psychologist.
Operating a good discussion
it
program.
Likewise promises.
Let us just say briefly that once
that
you have selected
a
topic,
normal people make fuller use
of their personality.
You should secure three or four panel members who can discuss different aspects of the topic.
Deep relaxation, the kind one achieves in self-hypnosis,
brings us closer to
that you should make up a list of perhaps 20 questions on the topic for a 30-minute program, that you should make up discussion sheets for each member of the panel and yourself,
and that you should gather the panel members to talk over the program
perhaps 20 minutes or a half hour before the program will go on the air. On your discussion sheet, you will point out that the problem exists, that there is perhaps a question about the extent of the problem, that there is a question as to what can be done to solve the problem. And that if it cannot be solved, what can be done to reduce the problem?
The pacing and timing is
again, in your written lesson, we discuss such matters
as how to handle panel members who tend to dominate the discussion, how to divide your discussion time between establishing the problem,
discussing its extent,
discussing solutions, and how to control the discussion so tempers do not flare.
Self-hypnosis within the span of visual. All of them were, of course, normal. Wanted
the method as a tool to make the most of their personality.
Chief Leon Burr,
head of the Chicago Police Department. From his office or a high school football game.
You may need some time
to get acquainted with the method.
While you are on standby duty,
the program
suddenly goes off. Great, pause again.
People learn more slowly than others.
However,
he's off the air for some reason.
Still have difficulty. I'll be most happy to hear from you.
This is exactly the sort of situation for which you are on standby duty.
You must quickly make an announcement to let your audience know that the problem lies with the
brakes.
Must be done smooth.
What you have just heard is an actual CB conversation.
Now it is possible, when you really learn to relax later, that you'll be able to do it standing up, sitting on the ordinary chair, lying on the couch, in any place. But in this initial part, when you're just learning the techniques, I suggest you just lie down on the floor. Select a floor that has a rug and spread a sheet or a blanket or something on the floor and just...
is an actual CB conversation. Sand Crab, a truck driver operating an 18-wheeler semi-tractor trailer, is calling for assistance on Channel 19.
Relax as much as you can, because on the floor you're able to relax every part of your body, and on a couch or on a chair, you're not initially. That's right. Now just make yourself real comfortable.
Although you have almost total anonymity on CB radio, unless you make yourself known, you are expected by other CBers to respect the on-air communications.
Possibly be. Relax every part of yourself. Now take a very deep breath, and if you feel your belt or anything else loosening, loosen your belts, your ties, your brassieres, your corsets, anything that's in any way tight. Now take a great big belly breath.
If you feel your clothing at all, open them, loosen them. You should not be aware of any part of your clothing.
You should be able to relax completely. All right, I'm going to teach you a few very, very simple rules for relaxation. There's nothing new about them. The yogi knew them years and years ago.
The way to relax is to recognize tension.
Now I'm going to ask you to try a few things just for exercise. I want you to wrinkle your brow very, very tightly.
You see how that gives you a sense of relief?
Just the muscles wrinkling up in that way give you the feeling of worry.
Now relax.
I'm going to ask you to grit your teeth tight. Just close your teeth tightly together. Do you see how that gives you the sense of anger? Let go. Let go. You can get a great many emotions just by tightening up your muscles. Now try something else. Shrug your shoulders real high. Towards your ears, shrug them up, shrug them up. You see how your whole body is filled with fear. And this is the essence of what we call psychosomatic
tighten up every organ in your body so it can't function. Now let go. Let go completely.
I'm going to show you this thing in toto. If you will stiffen up your entire body
and raise yourself from the middle
so that you are propping your body on your heels and the back of your head,
I will give you the total sensation of what tension can do to you. Tighten up your whole body so that you're resting on your heels and the back of your head. You see what tension can do for you?
In that condition, you couldn't think straight. You couldn't do anything. This is the damage that tension can do to your body. Now relax completely. Relax, and I'm going to teach you how to relax individual parts of your body so you will recognize tension wherever it is. This is the important part of learning how to relax, that you recognize tension at any time and be able to relax any part of your body
at any time, at a moment's notice. Now let's try again.
Go
from the top of your head down to your feet. And I want you to tense up each part of your body in succession. Wrinkle your brow and wrinkle it very, very tight. Now relax completely. Relax completely.
The only way you'll begin to recognize tension is in the difference between tightening up and relaxing. Now grit your teeth. Complete. Tight, tight, tight. Get a sense of anger. Now drop your jaw.
Drop your jaw so your teeth are open. Your teeth are not together. That's very good. Now take a deep chest breath. Deep chest breath. Push your chest way, way out. See how that gives you a sense of tension in the organs in your chest.
Let go completely. Let go completely. Now tighten your arms. Make a tight fist and tighten your arms completely.
See how it gives you a sense of anger?
Relax completely. Let your fingers hang limply.
Yes.
Shake them.
So you're sure that your fingers hang limply.
That's fine.
Now tighten and push down. Push it way, way out. Way, way out. Way, way out. You know, you couldn't possibly have normal function with that kind of tension. Let go. Let go completely. Now stiffen up your knees so that your whole leg, your heel and everything are very, very tight. In that condition, you are not in any mental frame of mind to do anything.
Let go. Let go completely. Let go completely. Now try again.
Stiffening your whole body and supporting yourself from your
heels in the back of your head. And tense up every single part of your body. Tense, tense, tense. Relax.
Now, if you are aware of any part of your body, it is tense.
Relax.
You should be completely unaware
of any part of your body.
You should practice
these relaxing exercises. First tensing up and then relaxing.
So there's not a muscle in your body that's tense. And now in this very, very relaxed state, I'm going to teach you how to relax mentally.
It's alive.
Close your eyes.
It's pretty horrible, isn't it?
Great, and feel a sense of complete calm. You don't feel tense anywhere in your body. Because
you've learned how not to feel tense. Fancy yourself in a very, very pleasant sea. Fancy yourself in a canoe. On a lovely lake.
The sky is calm.
There are lovely white fleecy clouds overhead.
You're lying in a canoe, very restful. The waves are lapping against the canoe.
With the discovery of atomic energy,
scientists have found that matter can be changed into energy. And energy can be changed into matter.
But even though matter and energy may change their forms, the total amount in the universe remains the same.
Or decrease the amount of energy.
You gotta stop this show. That would raise too many questions.
You hear them? You hear them? The waves are lapping against the canoe. The boat is sailing, sailing, sailing. You fancy yourself completely relaxed in this lovely canoe. Fancy yourself going out into the horizon, just drifting, drifting, drifting.
Stop!
You are very, very
relaxed.
You're more relaxed than you've ever been in your life. Your whole body feels fine. You just let go, and you let yourself take advantage of this wonderful feeling. You are completely relaxed. You are worried about nothing. You're in this canoe, drifting,
in this very
relaxed condition. I'm going to teach you how to take deep breaths for further relaxation. I'm going to count to 10. Now with each count, you will take a very, very deep breath. And with each count,
you'll go deeper, deeper into a lovely relaxation.
Let go completely.
We'll be right back.